Let's get into some photography, David.
Yes, one of my favourites.
Now, we met this gentleman that we're about to introduce.
We did, in a bar.
A number of weeks ago.
Yes, in a bar. But we weren't drinking.
No, we weren't drinking. And it was through the day.
Well, after work.
Afternoon.
And why were we there, Neil? What was the situation?
It was the men on men led the art competition. We were judging, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So the led every year they do the men on men art exhibition.
Yeah, that's right.
And our first guest was there. He was a piece of his art was part of it, and he so boldly. Well, no, I think I actually said, "Who are you and what are you doing here?" Because it was before the actual bar open. We were judges.
Yeah, it was like a special opening for us. And then you saw this guy standing there. You're like, "Who are you?"
and it was Ross Spiro.
Yeah, hello, hi, Ross. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And now let's just briefly talk about the Men on Men art exhibition. You've entered it quite a few times, I believe.
This will be my third time now.
Third time, yes. Right? And you're what? Are you a painter? Are you a What are you?
I call myself a fine art photographer.
Right, photographer. Yes. Okay. And how did you get involved in this whole art form of photography? Where did it all start for you?
It actually started when I was about 18 years old, so that's a handful of years ago.
Right. Here in Australia? Because I'm picking up an accent.
I was 13 in 75 when we came to Australia.
Right, okay.
So 5 years after being here, I bought my first camera.
Right.
And
you've still got an accent. A German accent? Is it?
It's hard to put a name to it. It's my own, I guess, my own special accent.
Right, okay.
I do have a Greek background. I was born in Cyprus.
Greek. Oh, okay.
But it's not your typical Greek accent, though.
No, okay. So you're one of the people that ended up making Melbourne one of the biggest Greek cities of the world. So it's you and your family are partly responsible.
Yes and no.
Okay.
But I left the Greek community a long time ago, so...
Okay. Now, you bought your first camera when?
I was 18 years old.
Why? What got the interest going?
That is a good question, actually. I've been asked this the other day and I had no answer to it. It was like something that I had to do. I used to draw before I bought the camera.
Okay.
I used to use charcoal pencils.
Right.
And buying the camera was just natural for me. I was 18. I had no money. I saved every dollar that I had. And, Nikon FM, and I still have it, film camera, still sitting on the shelf after all these years. And I did go to school for about 6 months to learn to study photography, but I let it go because I was 18, I needed money, I needed to go on with my own life and away from my parents' house and so on. So I let it go, and I let photography go for a few years.
Yep.
And then in my 30s, I picked it up again. And
What made you pick it up again?
I actually went traveling with a friend of mine, Ray. She's another photographer. And we were traveling through India. And she mentioned that her partner, Alex, he was the head of the visual arts department of NMIT, what was known as NMIT. And she already had done the course at the school.
Yep.
So she suggested about when we come back to Australia to go and speak to Alex and about actually joining. Exactly. Yep. And I came back and I went and saw Alex and we sat down, we chatted and it just went from there. Literally just took off from there.
Okay. And you, it's a hobby still for you?
It's really hard to say. It is my hobby. It is my passion.
Right.
Definitely.
Yep.
I don't think I want to do it for a living.
Right.
Because I'm a chef by trade.
Okay.
And,
you don't take food.
I don't cook at home if I can get out of it. I don't want photography to get to that where I do it for a living and then I don't do my passion anymore.
Yep.
So it is my hobby. It is my passion. When the occasion, happens that I actually do make some money from it, I am happy. because photographic equipment is expensive.
Absolutely.
So any little bit that comes my way, you know, to go towards the equipment, most definitely.
Yeah. So how do you sell your pieces? What, you know, like how does that work for somebody that's not a professional photographer?
Through friends, through Instagram. Instagram is a wonderful tool at the moment, actually.
Because that's what it was all about when it started, wasn't it, Instagram? It was about photographers, graphic designers, artists.
Exactly, just to showcase what they are.
Yep.
In my case, model as well, because that's where I actually get to meet most of the guys that I work with.
Right.
And you know, I have my own website as well, a little bit of interest through the website as well.
Yep. So what's your main area of interest in photography?
I do describe myself as a nature-inspired photographer. I love nature. I love getting away from Melbourne suburbia and out there in, you know, the sounds of nature and so on. So I do my landscapes. I love my landscapes.
Yep.
I do a lot of abstract lens cityscapes with using long exposure photography.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, we're given the opportunity to actually team up with, you know, models and actually, you know, whether it's going outdoors and do some fine art nude photography or, you know, indoors somewhere, definitely. And at the moment, most of my time is taken up with the fine art nude photography.
Right, okay. Because you do it so well.
Thank you.
You have a real, like all photographers do, it's the eye, isn't it? It is so important. And I love it. And, you know, like, and it's so easy to say, oh, anyone could take a photo of that. Well, no, it's all to do with the lighting and the mood that you create, isn't it?
Anyone can take a photo,
yep.
but not everyone can be an artist.
Yep.
And that's where I am at.
Yep.
Even though I do photograph naked people,
yep.
so to speak, but it's not about the nakedness. It's about using the human body
yep.
as a tool, you yep. know, as an art object.
Yeah, and so many artists through history.
Yes.
That's what they paint or, and you know, like the Mapplethorpes of the world as well, you know, like the human body
yes.
In photography when it came along. So how are you reacting these days where a lot of people are saying, is photography an art form, which I have a strong opinion, mm-hmm. you know, like what do you say to those people?
Most definitely. Photography has taken over my drawing and sketching.
Right.
I don't do that anymore, and I haven't done it since I actually bought my first camera.
Yep.
And it is my creative outlet.
Yep.
And as I said, you know, even with landscapes, it's not just a case of pointing the camera.
Yep.
It's a case of doing landscapes that actually stands out, that is actually different from what everyone else is doing.
Yep.
Because if mine is different to everyone else's, well, nobody's going to look at mine.
Yep.
Because they're going to look at someone else's.
Yep, true.
But if it stands out, then people will stop and actually take, you know, note. And in terms with the nude photography as well, the same thing. Mm. If I can achieve something that actually makes people stop and take a look or even stop and take a closer look,
yep.
then I have achieved something.
Brilliant. Now, we're going to come back because you're part of something very exciting that's happening in Ballarat. We've actually already had this conversation about the exhibition a few weeks ago, well, actually about a month ago now, but we'll get your slant on it a little bit later on. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine. We're talking photography.
You're tuned in to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9, and we're very glad to have you listening in at the moment. Ross Spiro, who is a masterful photographer, and we just sort of left off on that. But Ross was sort of talking about how, you know, getting that balance between nature and the nude body in your works, and you had some that were featured in the Men on Men exhibition, and they drew my eye straight away as soon as I walked into the room. How long, physically, how long does it take to really get that framing correct and work out that the perfect light for that shot?
It really depends on the actual model himself mm-hmm. or herself. A lot of, say, guys have that creative or have those creative juices within themselves. They may not be experienced models, but they have that, you know, within them, which makes, you know, my life a little bit easier. A lot of guys that I work with don't have the experience, and I actually have to take them through, you know, through the powers and how to get them, you know, to look right and look perfect, you know, in the actual photo, where some of them, I don't do that. They just naturally do it.
And a lot of that would be if you're a bit shy. You know,
that can be another reason, exactly.
Yep.
And but I average about 2 hours for a shoot. A lot of the images get deleted, of course, once I get home. Mm-hmm. And but I usually have enough there, you know, that that I give to, that pass on to the models and so on.
Beautiful. And, you know, do the shots relate to some of the sketches that you've done? Are there certain ideas that you go out onto a shoot with?
Because I'm a nature photographer, I spend a lot of time actually looking for locations. Mm-hmm. So I do drive around and I do leave the car and I just take off into the distance looking. I am lucky that I actually have, there's a few guys in Melbourne that I've worked with a few times. So I know what they look like, I know their physique, and then I try and place that physique into the locations that I have.
Yep.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. In most cases, the location is actually complementary to the model, and the model also complements the location as well.
Mm.
And but it's, I said, it's all about, for me, it's about the communication, because I always love to meet them in advance. So we meet, we have a chat, I explain what I want to do. I give them the opportunity to ask questions and so on, and then we agree on what we want to do. Mm. And then we go ahead and set a date for it. And then this way, when we are on location, all those questions and all those things, you know, have been dealt with, and we just go straight into the shoot itself.
Mm.
But at the same time, I must also express that a photo shoot with me, it's not just about them stripping off. They get portraits, they get, you know, just physique, you know, photos and so on, so that then they can actually add those to their own portfolios.
Yep.
Because living in Melbourne, just showing photos of the naked body, you know, there's not, you know, many places that actually require that.
Yep.
So they go away with actually, you know, just with the portraits and the physique and so on, and then they also have their, you know, the artistic nude shots as well.
Now, you're part of something very exciting that's happening in Ballarat. What's that?
Ballarat, Photo Biennale, the Fringe Festival, happening on the opening on the 19th of August.
Yep.
It is a major photo festival that takes place every second year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, together with three fellow friend photographers, and I would like to mention the names.
Sure.
That's okay.
Yep.
The idea actually came from Mark Hillier, who is a veteran in Melbourne here in the industry. And he asked me to whether I'd be interested in joining him in putting on an exhibition featuring artistic nude photography only.
Yep.
And then he asked Ray Fritz, who is a fellow photographer, a friend of mine. And then we asked Stephanie May. So there are four of us putting on an exhibition during the month of August for the 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And our exhibition is strictly artistic nude photography, which I believe may be the for the first time taking place in Ballarat.
Oh, okay.
I believe there has been artistic nude photography being featured as part of an exhibition.
Yep.
I'm not aware of an exhibition solely showcasing artistic nudes.
Right.
And we are talking about 10 prints per photographer, so that would be 40 prints on display. We have a wonderful venue. It's a cafe, the Java Lounge in Ballarat.
Right.
So it'll be on the ground level, and they have a wonderful room upstairs. Beautiful room, actually. They don't utilize.
Right.
And we walked in, it's like, perfect. And it opens on the 19th of August.
Yeah.
For information, you can go to ballaratphoto.org, if I can remember correctly. And look up the Fringe Festival. That's where the actual program is, and you will find all the different exhibitions. I believe they're just on 100 exhibitions this year,
and they're all over the.
They are
all over the town. We were actually speaking to the artistic director about a month ago on the show, and it sounds bigger and better than ever before.
It is an incredible event.
And what a great thing that you're part of it.
For me personally, when Mark asked me, what do you say? You know, it's yes, definitely.
Yes.
Having had a little bit of taste of exhibitions, you know, through the Men on Man exhibition, you know, at the Lead, and 2 years ago with the Exposed exhibition. And but this is Australia, it's international.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, to think of, you know, so many people that are going to be in Ballarat during that month.
Mm.
And so at the moment we're busy buying frames and framing and, you know, printing, you know, and everything, organizing the whole thing, yes.
It must be very exciting. But apart from that, you, you know, I sort of harassed you because, as so many people know, that Sunday Arts Magazine is conducting an art auction for with all profits going to Joy, and you kindly have donated one of your fabulous photographs, which you brought in today for us, and it's spectacular. Give us a quick description of what it is.
It's actually of a young man. He's a Scottish guy.
Right.
He was in Melbourne about 2 years ago.
Yep.
And he got in touch and he says, listen, I'm in Melbourne. Is there a chance that we can, you know, walk together?
Yep.
And so, yeah, okay. So we chatted online and, you know, through email. And then I just picked him up and I'm thinking, where do I take this guy for a photo shoot? And so we went to this place in Laverton, just outside of Laverton, and there's a small community there alongside the bay. And so I got him in the water, and it was so funny because I wanted the level of the water to be basically just above his bum cheeks.
Yep.
But the further out he went, the shallower the water was getting. And I thought, you know. So, just a young, you know, Scottish guy that was in Melbourne, and it was really good, actually. Nice weather, a beautiful day.
Oh, a stunning day, and the way you've taken the photo. But you've also used a piece of fabric, which he's holding in either hand, which...
My kit that I usually take with me always includes white fabric, black fabric, and a few other things, just in case there is a need for them.
Mm.
So I got him in the water without the fabric, and it was okay. But what I was saying earlier, to actually do something that stands out, that makes it a little bit different to the normal, you know, shot.
Yep.
And what I was trying with him was to actually, I guess, in a way, visualize the ancient Greeks and, you know, think about, you know, I guess, you know, thinking about... you know, they were using, you know, the, you know, just fabric back then. They were not pants or anything.
Yep.
But to think about, you know, himself and placing himself within this universe that we're living in.
Yep.
And so the fabric moved around, you know, it swirled around his legs and so on. Finally, I asked him, you know, why don't you just pick it up and just hold it? And he picked it up and held it, and that was
there
the
was
shot
the
itself.
Shot. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for that shot. As we were saying, that's part of Joy's auction, art auction, which is on the Thursday, the 10th of August. You buy tickets through Joy and on the Joy website, because that alone is a donation to Joy. By buying tickets, you get a glass of wine and a ticket in a door prize, which is a piece of art as well that you could be walking home with by just spending a few dollars to get into the door. And you can purchase some of this wonderful art that all the artists have donated to Joy as a fundraiser for the station. So thank you so much, Ross, for your donation there, and you'll be there on the night, hopefully, and people can have a chat to you about your art on the night as well. And you've got a website. What is it?
rosspiro.photography.
Now, how do you spell your surname?
S-P-I-R-O-U.
Right, so that's S-P-I-R-O-U at Ross. And and you know, look him up. He's an amazing photographer. And we will put this piece up on the Joy website within the next week as well. Thank you, Ross, so much for coming in today. All the best with the exhibition. And thank you so much for donating for Joy's fundraiser.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.